On Saturday, May 4th, the main conference center at John A. Logan College will be filled with mental and behavioral health providers, as well as concerned community members, all working for one goal: to successfully treat young people who experience traumatic incidences at their home. The well-known behavioral health provider Centerstone is sponsoring the event, along with many other regional partners. Centerstone's Nicole Tippy stopped by the WSIU studios recently to talk about this unique conference, which is free.
What is this about?
So providing trauma-informed services requires more than a general understanding of adversity. This conference, we hope that it'll deepen the level of understanding about adverse childhood experiences and the prevalence of toxic stress and the lifetime consequences of violence, abuse, neglect, and other adversities that it can have across generations. So using a system of care model, this conference will connect a multidisciplinary group of participants to help assess and provide a plan of care for individuals within a trauma-informed system of care. This conference is really for anyone. We're encouraging anyone who is available on May 4th to register to attend to develop a better understanding of trauma and how trauma can impact a person, their family, their community, and just to develop some knowledge about what it means to have a trauma-informed system of care in their community.
How did it originate?
So it originated through continued collaboration between many local service providers and community organizations. As a community, we are continuing to work on becoming more trauma-informed in our communities, our schools, mental health services, and also in primary care. A couple of those entities, Centerstone only being one, is working with the SIU School of Medicine as well as some other local healthcare providers to bring this conference here to further those goals.
Okay. Now, this trauma-informed system of care, is it one specific technique or just a broad set of standard procedures to treat those with emotional trauma?
Actually, a system of care is a framework that is a multidisciplinary, collaborative approach to mental health concerns. Trauma-informed practice incorporates assessment of trauma and trauma symptoms into all routine practice. It also ensures that clients have access to trauma-focused interventions, which are interventions that treat the consequences of traumatic stress. So a trauma-informed perspective asks clients not what is wrong with you, but instead what happened to you.
The phrase trauma, the phrase adverse childhood experiences and toxic stress, breaking it down to the layperson who may not have a background like you, what do those terms mean?
So adverse childhood experiences, or you'll hear a lot, ACEs, are experiences that can include physical abuse, sexual abuse, violence in the home, or even disruption in caregiving. The more ACEs a child experiences, the more likely that child is to suffer from things like heart disease, diabetes, poor academic achievement, and even substance use. And then toxic stress is the prolonged exposure to these experiences without the support of an adult.
Okay, so basically a horrible home life can and will set the child up for not being able to cope with society in a positive way, right?
Yeah, that can be one way to look at it. But a child who is living in a home where they do have two supportive parents can still experience something such as divorce, and they can have a negative response to that, a negative emotional response, while let's say one of their siblings who is in the same home can experience the same event but process it differently.
Excellent. Yeah. In fact, you probably are familiar with Brittany Hale, who works for DCFS.
Yes, I am.
When she did a conference, the word resilience came forward a lot, saying that as kids and adults, we're always going to have some bumps in the road, but it's the ability to have resilience, right? Like you said, with two functioning adults, right?
Yes. Yeah. And how we're able to receive that support, if the child is able to receive that support from an adult and be able to connect, then they can have more of a better opportunity to, so to speak, bounce back from that event.
Excellent. Before we started recording, you gave me a wonderful questionnaire. and again, this is for the professionals like yourself. You gave me a sheet, Adverse Childhood Experience Questionnaire. Looks like this is what a medical doctor would put down, specific symptoms to help you diagnose. Mm-hmm. Would you want to just generally gloss over this for me?
Yeah, yeah, if you don't mind.
In fact, and
thank you.
Sure. And again, if somebody would like to see this sheet mm-hmm. without having to do a lot of digging, I will scan this and post it on our website.
Perfect. So. Yes. Easy access. We love that.
Yes.
So some of the questions on here that you can rate if you have experienced this, you would mark a yes. You would mark one for yes. So some of the questions are, did a parent or other adult in the household often swear at you, insult you, put you down, or humiliate you? Did a parent or other adult in the household often push, grab, slap, or throw something at you? Did you often feel that no one in your family loved you or thought you were important or special? Were your parents ever separated or divorced? Was your mother or stepmother often pushed, grabbed, slapped, or had something thrown at her? Did you ever live with anyone who was a problem drinker or alcoholic or who used street drugs? So those are just a few examples of the questions that are on the ACEs questionnaire.
Have the numbers of adverse childhood experiences and toxic stress on kids in Southern Illinois increased or decreased over, let's say, 10 years or so? And if so, why?
So I'm not sure if that data is actually available. I did some research and wasn't really able to find a lot at all, but I'm sure that that's going to be coming more available as this research does continue.
Sure.
But I think it's just that we've become more aware of what an adverse childhood experience is. Professionals are now viewing some experiences as being traumatic, whereas historically we just saw those experiences as a normal way of life. So, for example, having parents who have divorced is recognized as an ACE, but for some children, this might not have been seen as traumatic or resulted in a traumatic response for this child. And just to give a little bit more, trauma is an emotional response to an event. So the same event, such as parents divorcing, can be experienced differently from person to person.
Talk about the importance of using, let's say, counselors and psychologists and psychiatrists along with licensed social workers to treat the whole mm-hmm. thing.
So those aren't the only professionals who will be coming to the table. And as I said, a system of care is more of a philosophy of caring for the mental health of a child. Or a person that looks at what is going on from several directions of the service sector. So, for example, a treatment team may include the child, the caregiver, a therapist for mental health, a teacher for educational needs, a nurse for medical concerns, and let's even say a probation officer to help with the judicial concerns. So what often happens now is these people work in silos for the family instead of working in silos on their own. A system of care would ask all of these folks to work together to come up with an integrated plan and collaborate based on the family's needs. It's been proven that this integrated approach works best and reduces community cost and has the most positive outcomes.
Gotcha. Yeah, in fact, I was reading from your news release, and I love this sentence. Let's see. Research showing that a community-wide system of care approach, where we as providers band together, it's kind of mm-hmm. like the phrase, takes a village to raise a child.
It does. And, you know, looking at our communities and growing up in Southern Illinois myself, I feel like we've definitely lost that village, and families just have less and less support, and there's been so much more shaming going on.
Yes.
And so we want to redesign the way that we provide care in Southern Illinois to those families.
Right. And just the sense of isolation sometimes. Yeah. Like you, I'm from Southern Illinois. I've lived here since I was 15. And mm-hmm. I think also with the advent of technology and Facebook, how it's easy, some people could just totally retreat into their bedroom and just be on their phone and disappear from the world, which is not healthy.
No, we're not biologically designed to do that. And so, yeah, that can create a lot of problems such as depression, anxiety, developing severe insecurities this is nothing new, but people can perceive to live a life of perfection in social media, to whereas it's not what we're really seeing in real life.
Thanks to these kinds of programs and the ACE tool, do you think in 10 years from now, will we be handling these types of things better?
Oh, for sure. I really do. I think that with a system of care in place, we're going to be able to provide those supports to the families. We're going to have access to those kiddos so we can provide them with more early interventions. And we're even looking at addressing this from birth on into older adolescents, which so it'll be about birth to 24, 25. The conference is free. There's going to be free food, and continuing education credits are free. So we are very excited to bring this event to our communities.
That's tremendous. In fact, I wasn't going to bring that up. I didn't think it would be free because you have some high-powered people coming and all of the logistics. Well, so it is free.
Yeah,
way to
we
go.
Wanted to make this available to everybody. Like I said, we want anyone who's available on May 4th to be able to come to this conference.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a really good attendance and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Center Stone's Nicole Tippy, who has a master's degree in social work, and she's also the grant coordinator for the System of Care grant at Center Stone. And she was talking about the May 4th Trauma-Informed System of Care Conference. It takes place on Saturday, May 4th at John A. Logan College in the main conference center. Again, the conference is free, and for more information, you can contact Nicole at Center Stone. And you can also learn more by going to the special Facebook event page to learn about the conference. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.